Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 36 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Joan Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JoanChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JoanChev.com. Your friends at Joan Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Joan Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JoanChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The pundits with their opinions on how each candidate did in the vice presidential debate last night on CBS. Former Trump White House chief of staff Reince Priebus praised J.D. Vance's performance.
He went head on against this narrative that he's this snarky, unlikable guy. And he talked about the American dream and his life in the beginning and the end. Waltz lied about Tiananmen Square, and he couldn't get his story straight.
And ABC News political contributor Donna Brazile, a former aide to Al Gore, said Tim Walz did well.
For explaining sometime the difficulty of trying to figure out where J.D. Vance and Donald Trump stands on the important issues. Look, the governor had to do one thing tonight, and that was to close the deal with voters. And I think he did that for Kamala Harris.
It was the first and will be the last time the nominees will appear together on the debate stage. The 2024 November 5th election, now a little over a month away. This is ABC News. Police in Thailand have arrested the driver of a bus that caught fire, taking kids and teachers on a school trip. 23 people died in that crash. Anyone taking a break from student loan payments, guess what? The break is over.
A year-long grace period for student loan borrowers ended on September 30th. It allowed borrowers who were struggling to make payments avoid the risk of defaulting and hurting their credit score. A separate program known as Fresh Start is also ending, and President Biden's SAVE program is on hold. No matter what kind of plan you have, experts say a good first step is to talk to your lender if you're having problems. The important thing, they say, is pay at least something each month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a painting once derided by an Italian woman as horrible may be worth a fortune. In 1962, an Italian junk dealer found a painting rolled up in a basement. His wife absolutely hated it, but they kept it for decades. The couple's son finally took it to get appraised. Could be a Picasso. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, coming up the update on weather for the day here in southwest Wisconsin. Yeah, a little chilly. Might be some frost on the pumpkin in some areas today here in southwest Wisconsin. As we get toward the end of the week and the weekend, middle of the week get-together continues in just a moment, and we'll have trivia as well.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today, 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on nearby streets. They are an all-food fresh flower market. Today they hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, scones, green beans, greens, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, strawberries, radishes, maple syrup, honey, dried herbs, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. These vouchers are good only for fruits and vegetables. How do you know when it's time to start? You'll hear the bell ring. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to buy what's at the market today. The Richland Area Farmers Market in Richland Center from 1:30 until 6 today.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Sunny, breezy, and mild today. A high of 73. Winds could be whipping around between 12 and 25. Mostly clear tonight. A low of 47. Partly cloudy. Still warmer than normal. 70 for Thursday and upper 60s on Friday. Right now in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, we're at 36 degrees. We have a trivia question to ask today, a good chance for you to win a delicious prize from Wheels of Time. That's going on this weekend, and they'll be bringing in all kinds of tractors and trucks. In fact, it will start today, assembling at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The trivia question this time around, the Kenny Chesney song, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. What kind of tractor do her eyes light up with? Okay, what kind of tractor makes her eyes light up? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins today as we head toward the weekend and some great events during Center Counterfest.
Downtown, stoplight, red car, rolls by, what else can I do? I wonder if it's you. Scanning the stations, every song they're playing is like a soundtrack to the love we had. I should be over you by now, but every time I turn around, it's always something different day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart, or what I wouldn't give
Why does it have to be every day? Corner store, stop in. Someone ask how you been. I say I wouldn't know. I really gotta go. Wish I could forget you, but I don't know how. 'Cause every time I turn around, it's always something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart. Oh, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do, if only I could just stop missing you. I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing. Every day reminding me, everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart. Oh, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do, if only I could just stop missing you. I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing, but it's always something. It's always something.
Joe Diffie, congratulations to James Olson, the winner of trivia today, the winner of a great prize, a free piece of pie and drink at the Wheels of Time event going on this weekend. We're also giving away donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm today. They're a great celebration for the community, the community celebration coming up this weekend at Oakwood Fruit Farm. From the song, Kenny Chesney's She Thinks My Tractor Sexy, her eyes light up if it runs like a deer. That's the tractor that makes her eyes light up. There you go. Congratulations to James, the winner of trivia this time around. You'll see a lot of sexy tractors and trucks this weekend at Wheels of Time at the Richland County Fairgrounds. We're starting work this morning at 8:30 if anybody wants to help, by the way.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Tractor sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets. My tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor.
tractor. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
We'll get some braid time coming up here, and also our birthday and anniversary salutes for the 2nd of October on WRCO Radio. We're getting a little sunshine, and we're at 36 degrees.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center starts at 11:30 in Ithaca. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The 5-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Philip,
what's going on, man?
I'm bearing gifts for you.
Really? You're bearing gifts?
Yeah. Well, from Simply Country Signs and Designs out of Boscobel.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So,
what do you have?
Well, there's your hat.
A hat?
Yeah, that's your color.
Oh, that is.
Is it turquoise?
Okay. Yeah, I believe it is.
Did I say it right?
Right.
Like Beethoven?
Those are Weston colors.
Yeah.
Those got a little light blue going on.
Yeah, they're a pretty hat.
That is a nice hat.
It's a really nice hat. So Tammy Brand from over there sent us this stuff. And look what she made for us, Philip.
Oh, a WRC water bottle. Oh, where's the water from?
It doesn't matter.
Pine River?
No. Wisconsin.
Okay. All right.
No. So what she did, she just she made labels and pasted them on regular water bottles.
Oh, nice.
It's really kind of cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And well, there you go. It's a collector's item. I'm going to drink this.
No, don't drink it.
No.
And look at that.
What do we have? Oh, look at that.
You can sip your ski in that mug, buddy.
Look at that. Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
And, Philip, you know, she listens. And look what she gave us, Phil.
What's that? Pens. Oh, man. My goodness.
With your name on it,
really?
Phil.
Oh, that's nice.
No one's going to ever take your pen now.
No, they won't. The problem is, do you know how many I've dropped under bleachers over the years? And so the problem is, it'll be, you know, whose pen is that? Well, it's easy to see whose it is then. So, well, look at that.
Are you going to take mine? Because mine has Hank on there. That may be worth something someday.
Oh,
you're going to test sentences
now.
Yeah,
I just want to see here if I can still do it here. Okay. It's not working very well.
You got to take the things off the bottom. There's actually a gel pen, so you got to take the little.
Okay. Well, that's why it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh. Typical. Like somebody will call, you know, and they'll give me some information, and I'll be like writing right in the middle of it, and the pen will crap
right.
out. You know?
Yes.
So, okay. I will not talk.
Oh boy, that's enough.
Out of turn.
Hmm.
There you go.
You wrote that really well.
See, that's not bad. You know, you can do three at a time.
Yeah.
Well, you can almost go out to recess, you know.
Pretty close.
About a half hour or so.
Unless you have to write them on the chalkboard like I used to.
Oh,
yes. Then you couldn't do that.
Do that on the chalkboard?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of times. Or you had to draw a little circle on the chalkboard. Mm-hmm. Stick your nose in it. You ever done that, Phil?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But one of my teachers, Mrs. Verana, she used to have our names up on the chalkboard and then, you know, the number of sentences we had to write. And again, mine was always just talking. Imagine that. But she got to the point where she wouldn't even reprimand me. She would write in the middle of class and she'd just turn around and like wipe off the 100 and put 200. And I'd be like, hey! And then she wouldn't say anything. She'd wipe it off and write 300. Hey!
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
And took about 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, thank you to Tammy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Jerry Meyer over there. They're good people.
Yeah.
I tell you what. So
appreciate
and
everything.
Then,
and the pens.
And the pens. And they even brought Joanne something. What is it?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that
nice.
Wrong?
Huh.
Yeah, I like the mug, WRCO.
That's my ski mug.
Yeah. Foamy ski mug. Uh-huh. That's kind of cool. And she does all this stuff in her shop.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
So, but anyway, leave the ski
there.
Alone.
Oh, boy.
It's too early.
Yeah, I never have ski before 7:30.
Right.
You know?
We're pushing it right now.
It's getting close,
yep. But anyway, she brought cookies.
Oh, right. I haven't had a chance to.
She said there's no calories in them.
No? Okay. But
she said she sucked all the calories out.
Sugar-free.
So I don't, yeah, sugar-free now. So anyway, sweet lady. Sweet. Simply Country Signs and Designs in Basketball. Check it out.
Uh-huh.
Good place to go. So anyway, and that's a bunch of facts.
That's fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess what day is.
Factor Hanko.
Are you ready for this?
Well, I'm bracing myself here. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. The hardest worker at WRCO is Hank Bray.
Oh. Depends on the day. But I would say that's true. That's fact.
Or Sundays.
Yeah. I'd say that's fact.
Yeah, no. It's a bunch of Hanko.
Oh, is that right?
Well, if you're back, I got a camera back here on you.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you come out, I get up. There's an alarm.
Oh.
So.
In case I want to come in there and see what you're doing,
reprimand you. I try to lock the door and stuff, but it's kind of weird that you guys have a lock on the outside of the door.
Oh, that's true.
Where I can't get out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff going on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it would put you in your padded cell.
All right. Nearly 1 in 12 men experience color blindness, while only 1 in 200 experience color blindness. Is that true, or is that a bunch of fact or a bunch of Hanko?
I'll say that's fact.
It is a fact, Phil. I didn't know that. I bet that fact came out of the purple.
Ah! Oh, yes. All right.
So, Southwest Airlines offers in-flight KFC meals to their customer during the summer months.
Hmm. Boy, I've never gotten anything that good. I don't know if I've ever been on Southwest before, but I think I have, actually. I'll say that's Hanko.
It is a bunch of Hanko. Southwest doesn't, but Japan Airlines offers Kentucky Fried Meals called Air Kentucky on some U.S. and European flights.
Ah.
You can call that Captain Colonel.
Interesting. Yeah, I've had some airplane flight meals that weren't all that tasty.
Really?
Before. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. What can you expect? I like their little peanuts and things they offer you.
Yeah.
You know, little snacks.
last time I was on an airplane, they wouldn't let me bring on my carry-on.
They wouldn't?
No, it was a Yeti, but it was...
Yeah, right. Oh, yes.
Electric cars are more efficient in colder weather as the batteries perform better than in hot climates.
No, that's Hanko.
It is a bunch of Hanko. Electric cars can lose up to 20% of their range in cold weather.
Yeah, if you're cranking your heater and everything, you're going to be losing the battery quickly. Yep.
To hide two Nobel Prize medals from being confiscated by the Nazis during World War II, a chemist in Copenhagen dissolved the 23-karat gold medals in a mixture of hydrochloric acid and nitric acid. The liquefied medals were stored in plain sight until the war's end, Philip.
I'll say that's true. Wow.
After the war, the chemistry was reversed. And the raw gold was sent to the Nobel Foundation, and where exact copies of the medals were made and represented to the winners.
Wow.
Huh. So that's kind of impressive.
Interesting, yeah, that is.
It is.
Yep. All right.
Sad, but interesting. About 70 boys in a French youth group, probably with Phil, armed with steel brushes, deleted some 15,000-year-old prehistoric art from a cave wall in France.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. Sent to remove graffiti, they tried to deny it, but the writing was on the wall.
On the wall. Boy, why? Yeah. Why would you do
exactly.
Something?
That would, again, you know, that sounds like something that you would do.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
No, we're removing graffiti and just kind of kept moving on.
Oh, no, I don't think that would have been too ambitious.
Sharks predate trees on Earth, Phil.
True.
How do you know this stuff?
I don't.
The first trees appeared on Earth 350 million years ago. Sharks are older than this by 50 million years.
Wow.
That's a fantastic fact.
Fantastic facts by Hanko. Yeah. Good job.
So you had a late night last night, didn't
we
you?
We did,
Great game.
Well, it was, yeah. Platteville and Richland Center, I mean, they've always been kind of right near the title, but Richland Center's been on a little bit of a downward trend in trying to beat them. So it was, I think, in the last 10, Platteville won 9. So it was,
wow.
It was a rarity, but nice win. And Richland Center went 5 with them there, too. So
right.
We knew it was probably going to be a long one last night, and it was. And, you know, they've started the JV matches now at 5:30 to make it earlier. I looked at the clock last night. Had we not started JV earlier, it would have been well after 10 before we were.
I just think these guys—they got to get moved earlier,
even earlier.
It's just for the kids, the parents. No reason getting home and
poor old radio announcers too.
Well, probably because the kids probably haven't eaten like they're supposed to. They're probably hungry when they get home. That's the worst thing for parents to do is eat when you get home and they go straight to bed. I just, you know, homework, family time. You know.
Yeah. Well,
let's. Yeah, I've been an advocate for that for a long time.
Spring sports start at 4:30 or 5.
Yeah, so. Sometimes they start at 4. Like if you go to Riverdale and they have two games, you're starting at 4.
But in last night's case, it was still going to be about a three-hour match.
Right.
You know,
so. It was a long match, wasn't it?
It was. And whenever every set is contested, you know, it's like, you know, and the volleys are long, too. That was the other thing, that both teams are skilled, so the ball's in the air a lot. You know, and so.
Back and forth.
It was fun. It was an instant classic last night.
Good.
Yeah.
You look like a bobblehead up there going back.
Yeah,
forth,
I was.
Like Phil's knees bobblehead.
Calling tennis or something, and forth.
So it was awesome. So, but anyway, a lot of things going on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
A lot
Center
of
Color
things.
Fest and then everything around that.
The gun show. You got Wheels of Time.
Quilt show.
The quilt show. It's just crazy, crazy stuff going on.
The Lights Parade and Homecoming. At Richland Center?
Yes. Yeah. I still didn't get asked.
To homecoming?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath, but you never know. So.
Why wouldn't? I mean, Joanne didn't even ask me.
Didn't she?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe Debbie can ask me.
Maybe.
I could give her a dollar or something.
Maybe.
Uh-oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, Hank and Phil. She's going to chew you up.
Oh. You want to do crash homecoming? You and I didn't go to school around here.
So yeah, you're not alumni of Richland Center.
I didn't go to school at all.
No, really? I can't believe that.
Well, I'll tell you what, me and Beethoven are out of here, baby.
Johann.
Yeah, Johann. Yeah. Johanna.
You had Johann Sebastian Bach, yeah. So it's Johann Krulatz.
I'm disappointed you guys have not talked about our fantasy football league, and I think it's because you guys are ashamed.
No, I've got two wins in a row.
Just don't want to talk about who's in first place.
Well, Adam Hess.
No.
No.
Oh. Johann is?
Johann is.
Oh, man.
Johann grannies are.
Oh, man.
Hey, but you know what? I'm cleaning up the bottom, baby.
Are you?
So when someone comes out there, you don't have to worry about cleaning up the bottom.
You do it well.
I'm like a catfish.
Now that I open my mouth, I'll be joining you.
So. Yeah, hopefully. Johann wins every year. NCAA, she wins the fantasy football.
Oh, the colors are prettier on that team. I'm going to vote. That's who I'm going to vote to win. Oh, my goodness.
We should try it. We'd be successful.
Oh, he's left-footed kicker. I'm going to take him.
Oh, my goodness. I got to go before I...
That's all, Hank.
Hey, have a great day. Yeah, be kind.
Personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Some notes on this day. A couple of TV shows dropped on this day. 1959, The Twilight Zone. That one used to scare me. And also in 2016, Hall of Fame baseball broadcaster Vin Scully signed off the air for the last time after 67 years behind the mic for the Dodgers. And in 2017, musician Tom Petty died at the age of 66. I hardly believe that it's been 7 years already, but it has. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Lee Baru from Butch and Margaret, Lawrence Copas from Karen, Duke, and Daisy, Troy Connor, happy birthday. Hope you have an awesome day. Love from Michelle, Brittany, Kayla, and Colin. And also happy 60th. We hope you have a great day. Love from Dad and Mom, Connor, Tracy, Sebastian, Aunt Donna, Trent, and Darcy, Tanya and Jim, and family. Happy birthday, Jamie Bruckner from Marge, Bill, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. And a happy salute to Jamie from Grant, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Snowball, Mooney, and Nico. To Millie Rote from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Happy birthday, Millie. To Gary Ewing from Lorraine and Monty and Cowboy Country Church. Have an awesome year. To Rebecca Clancy from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And to Will Burnley from Willow Valley United Methodist. To Jack Kinney. And it says, have a great day. Thanks for being a good friend. Hope you have a great 22nd birthday. Thank you for being a big part of my life the past 3 years. Have a great day at UW La Crosse. Happy 22nd. To Jackson Kinney today. Wishes to Walter Gust from Five Points Lutheran Church. We salute today as well from Richland Center Primary School, a VIP today, Area Sutton. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Eric Dutton, Jamie Bruckner, Susan Huth, and Merrill Brunson. Happy anniversary, Todd and Janelle Gruber, and Jim and Sue Patch. Greetings going out today elsewhere. What do we have? Happy birthday from the Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions to Billy Barr and Bobby Onan, Ethan Barr and Gary Ewing, Sandra Jennings, Jackson Kinney, Michael Martin, and John Melby, along with Jeff Nundorf. Happy anniversary to Dave and Kim Seifert. Bloom City Town Crier today with wishes going out on the 2nd of October to Elizabeth Hayes and Stephanie Pop from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to a special couple, Kim and Dave Seifert, with lots of love from Mom and George, Macy and Braylon. Happy 14th to Jared and Ashley Klingeman, who celebrate this week. Love from Dad and Mom Klingeman, and to Louie and April Eitzert from Blue River United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Vilni, hoping you have a great day. Bundle up out there. Still 36 degrees. We'll check out sports, and we'll have a trivia question for you coming up a little bit later on today. And go Brewers or go home. Hopefully they can get it done this evening against the Mets. That's going to be a game time of around 6:30 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Sunny, breezy, and turning mild with a high of 73. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 47. Again, in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 36, it's 37 degrees.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin DNR wants the public to check the fire danger on its website before conducting any outdoor burning activities. There is a potential for increased fire activity due to dry weather and gusty winds. The DNR says most of Wisconsin is under a high fire threat, while the southern portion of the state is in a moderate high fire threat. One county, Bayfield in northern Wisconsin, is in very high fire danger. Areas with fallen leaves and dormant plants and grasses are especially vulnerable, and the main cause of wildfires at this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Sparks from recreational equipment and campfires are also contributing causes. Z-Best Foods Incorporated in Green Bay is issuing a voluntary Class 1 recall for its Chili John's meat sauce and Chili John's chili with spaghetti and bean Super Bowl products. The affected products were distributed to wholesale distributors and may still be on retail store shelves throughout Wisconsin. The affected products carry the Wisconsin mark of inspection for establishment number 545 and includes Chili John's meat sauce in 8-ounce and 16-ounce containers with lot codes of 251, 2621, and 2631 present on the container, and Chili John's chili with spaghetti and bean Super Bowl in 14-ounce containers, all flavors, with lot code 2661 present on the container. This is a Class 1 recall initiated based on evidence collected during routine inspection activities. Evidence shows that the products were produced with temperature deviations or without temperature control records. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming these products. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne illness should contact their doctor. Consumers who have these products should discard them. For questions about this recall, call 920-336-8713. Wisconsin sent a task force to help after Hurricane Helene. Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel says Wisconsin Task Force 1 is a state asset with specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swift Water Rescue Team left over the weekend with specialized equipment like boats, water rescue gear, and communications equipment. The task force is currently assisting with searches in western North Carolina. Members come from 8 fire departments from across Wisconsin. Task Force 1 was originally requested to help for 7 days, but that could be shortened or lengthened based on need.
More beer and wine licenses will be available in the City of Richland Center. The Common Council of the City of Richland Center amended Chapter 399 of the Richland Center Code of Ordinances at last night's meeting as follows. The number of persons and places that may be granted liquor licenses by the City of Richland Center is limited as provided in the Wisconsin statutes, and the Common Council shall have the exclusive authority to grant licenses under this chapter, except that the Council, by resolution, may designate a committee or other subunit to exercise this authority on the Council's behalf. The ordinance had previously allowed less licenses than what state statute allowed. It was reported that the overhead crane in the street shop used for repairs, installation, and removal of equipment from trucks has stopped working. Cone Cranes, who does the inspection and repair work at both the city and county, was contacted for service and a repair estimate. The council approved the overhead crane repair at the streets building by Cone Cranes at a cost of $7,842. In other action, Casey Gerner was appointed to the ADA committee, and Todd Coppernall was appointed to the Utility Commission. Tony Burke spoke during the public comment section of last night's meeting, explaining that he and his wife have purchased Town Taxi from the Carley family. He is hoping to apply for a public transportation grant. The next Richland Center City Council meeting will be a week later than normal in November. The meeting, regularly scheduled for the first Tuesday of the month, will be held on the second Tuesday in November due to the general election on November 5th. The Ithaca School District will be holding an informational session tonight in regards to a referendum question that will appear on November's election ballot. The question will be asking voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. As in previous sessions that were held, those who will be in attendance will be informed about the referendum question and the two major reasons for it. Also, the impacts it will have on residents of the Ithaca School District will be discussed. Those attending the session are also welcome to voice their opinions and concerns, as well as ask any questions they may have. Tonight's informational sessions will be held at 5:45 in the Ithaca Community Gym. If you are unable to attend tonight's session, one more informational session will be held Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. All are welcome to attend both sessions. The Richland Center Kiwanis will be hosting one of its famous pancake suppers this evening from 5 to 7.
It'll be at the Richland Center Community Center. It'll be pancake, sausage, apple sauce and warm cherries, the same as we normally do. All the pancakes you can eat, fried right in front of you. And it's a fundraiser for Coats for Kids.
Your free will offering helps keep children warm over the winter.
We generally donate someplace between 125 and 170 coats to kids in need in our community through the Coats for Kids program. And this is one of those major sources of money for that particular program. We always take a goodwill offering because we really don't want anybody be turned away. You know, if somebody comes and they only have a few dollars, or even if they don't have any money, you know, they go through the line and get fed.
While funding the program through the free will donations is important, Steve Colstead says the pancake supper itself is also very important.
It's the social portion of it, sitting down for a meal and talking to somebody maybe you haven't seen in a few weeks or months or whatever, and enjoying their company and enjoying the food in a place where there's a lot of room and you have a lot of space to sit and you can just really enjoy their company. And so that's what we're really offering with this pancake supper.
The Richland Center Kiwanis Pancake Supper will be held this evening from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. It's the time of year to make sure your vehicle is ready for colder temperatures before the snow arrives. Ready Wisconsin is reminding folks to put together their winter vehicle emergency supply kit now. You'll want to be sure you have a blanket, mittens, hat, and winter boots. An ice scraper and snow brush are essential. Flashlight, extra batteries, and jumper cables. You should have a first aid kit, multi-tool, cell phone, charger, and adapter. It's also good to have water and non-perishable snacks in your vehicle. A bag of non-clumping kitty litter or sand is also recommended.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 2nd. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died September 23rd. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. The Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Velton, died last Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will be held at a later date at St. Bridget's Cemetery. There will be no visitation prior to the service. The family asks that those attending please enter the church and be seated. A celebration of life will follow the service from 12:30 to 3 at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the family for donations of their choice. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Valton. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held today at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Rebecca A., Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th, at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow in the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Service in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain. In birth news from Wausau, Sarah and Russ Beyer had a son, Isaac Darold.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News.